This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesa Namgyel Wangchuk, today conferred Bhutan's highest civilian award, the Order of the Druk Gyalpo, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Thimphu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "It is a very big day in his life." He said every award is special, but when one receives an award from another country, it shows that both countries are moving on the right path. He said this honor is not his personal achievement, but the honor of India and 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Modi is the first foreign leader to be given this prestigious award. The citation of the order states that the award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's personal accomplishments and leadership and his contributions to strengthen the bonds of friendship between India and Bhutan. It also honors India's rise as a global power under his leadership and celebrates Bhutan's special bond with India. Prime Minister Modi also held talks with the King of Bhutan this afternoon at Tashi Chodzong Palace in Thimphu. Both leaders renewed commitment to the special and unique India-Bhutan friendship. Earlier in the day, India and Bhutan exchanged several agreements of mutual interest on energy, trade, connectivity, space and agriculture to further strengthen their partnership. Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi today remanded Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to Enforcement Directorate custody till 28th March in excise policy case. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baweja passed the order. ED has sought 10 days of custody for Kejriwal, who was produced before the Delhi court this afternoon following his arrest yesterday. The ED said that Kejriwal was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. Earlier, the Delhi High Court had denied him interim protection from arrest. Kejriwal today withdrew his plea against arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy-linked money laundering case from the Supreme Court. It came hours after the Apex Court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavitha. She was arrested in the same case last week. Following the arrest of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, the opposition has sought Election Commission's interference. An all-party opposition delegation, which met with the poll body today, said that they had presented evidence of agency's alleged misuse against the opposition. They emphasized that this is the first instance in the history of independent India where a sitting chief minister has been arrested. Leaders from Congress, TMC, DMK, Left Samajwadi Party and others were part of the delegation. The BJP today released fourth list of 15 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The declared candidates are from the parliamentary constituencies in Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. Earlier, the party had released the name of 276 candidates for the general elections 2024. Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a financial penalty of 80 lakh rupees on Air India Limited for violation of regulations about flight duty time limitations, FDTL, and fatigue management system, FMS, of the flight crew. DGCA conducted a spot audit of Air India Limited in January this year to verify the regulatory compliance by the operator in respect for FDTL and FMS regulations. During the audit, the evidences were collected and fleet-wise random reports were analyzed. DGCA said in a release that the analysis of reports and evidences revealed that Air India Limited operated flights with both flight crew aged above 60 years flying together in a few instances, which is a violation of aircraft rules. The United Nations General Assembly has approved the first resolution on artificial intelligence, AI. The resolution gives global support to an international effort to ensure the powerful new technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and is safe, secure, and trustworthy. The resolution, sponsored by the United States and co-sponsored by 123 countries, was adopted by consensus with a bang of the gavel and without a vote. It means the resolution has the support of all 193 UN member countries. In Swiss Open Badminton, Indian shuttlers including Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajawat will be playing their quarter-final matches of the men's singles tonight at Basel in Switzerland. And that is the end of this news bulletin.